Proton Irradiation of CPM Arrays for Polar 2, by Slavimir Mianovsky et al. Polar 2 is a space-borne polarimeter built to investigate the polarization of gamma-ray bursts and help elucidate their mechanisms. The instrument is targeted for launch in 2024 or 2025 aboard the China Space Station and is being developed by a collaboration between institutes from Switzerland, Germany, Poland and China. The instrument will orbit at altitudes between 340 km and 450 km with an inclination of 42 carat and will be subjected to background radiation from cosmic rays and solar events. It is therefore pertinent to better understand the performance of sensitive devices under space-like conditions. In this paper we focus on the radiation damage of the silicon photomultiplier arrays S13361607-5NE04 and S14161-605OHSO4 from Hamamtsu. The S13361R are irradiated with 58 mega electron volts protons at several doses up to 4.96 grays, whereas the newer series S14161R are irradiated at doses of 0.254 grays and 2.31 grays. Their respective performance degradation due to radiation damage are discussed. The equivalent exposure time in space for silicon photomultipliers inside Polar 2 with a dose of 4.96 grays is 62.9 years, or 1.78 years when disregarding the shielding from the instrument. Primary characteristics of the IV curves are an increase in the dark current and dark counts, mostly through crosstalk events. Annealing processes at 25 carat C were observed but not studied in further detail. Biasing channels while being irradiated have not resulted in any significant impact. Activation analyses showed a dominant contribution of beta carat plus particles around 511 kilo electron volts. These resulted primarily from copper and carbon, mostly with decay times shorter than the orbital period. This was Proton Irradiation of CPM Arrays for Polar 2, by Slavimir Mianovsky et al.